With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Sounds like President-elect Trump is having some fun revealing his latest cabinet nominees and appointees for key positions. Last night at a gala at Mar-a-Lago, he singled out North Dakota's Governor Doug Burgum.
Actually, he's going to head the Department of Interior, and he's going to be fantastic. Good, Doug.
And then there's Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He's in line for Health and Human Services Secretary pending Senate confirmation.
Trump wrote on Truth Social, quote, "For too long, Americans have been crushed by the industrial food complex and drug companies who have engaged in deception, misinformation, and disinformation when it comes to public health." He continued, quote, "Mr. Kennedy will restore these agencies to the traditions of gold standard scientific research and beacons of transparency to end the chronic disease epidemic and make America great and healthy again." Kennedy has said that all the divisions need reform and plans to replace many staff members throughout the agency. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Former Georgia Congressman Doug Collins tapped to lead Veterans Affairs. Also at SRNNews.com, although it has been slow going because of the rocky mountainous terrain, as well as tinder dry conditions, firefighters making steady progress, knocking down the Jennings Creek wildfire along the New York-New Jersey border. Bill Donnelly with the New Jersey Forest Fire Service urges caution.
We're getting to that time of year where folks are using wood stoves and things like that. They're typically having outside fires here in New Jersey. Outside fires have been banned.
He spoke with WABC-TV. The Jennings Creek wildfire is now roughly 75% contained. This after burning approximately 5,000 acres. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red. The Dow futures are down 157 points. NASDAQ futures off 163. The S&P futures down 31 points. This is SRN News. The atheists strike in Missouri.
Officials in the Bolivar School District have agreed to stop having a prayer before staff meetings under pressure from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. The nation's leading atheist group spends much of its time trying to scour any references to Christianity from the public square. It often targets schools or governments in small cities and towns that cannot risk a costly lawsuit and so give in. One threatening letter from the foundation is usually enough. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Advocates of Jewish settlements in the West Bank believe they have reason to celebrate after Donald Trump's election win. Not only did settlement building surge during Mr. Trump's first term, but his administration took unprecedented steps to support Israel's territorial claims, including recognizing Jerusalem as its capital and moving the U.S. embassy there. Israel captured the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and the Gaza Strip in the 1967 Mideast War. This is SRN News. New guidelines governing those fairly ubiquitous pharmaceutical ads have been a long time coming.
New rules require drug makers to be clearer and more direct when explaining their medications, risks, and side effects. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration spent more than 15 years crafting the new guidelines, which are designed to do away with industry practices that downplay or distract viewers from risk information. Meanwhile, while regulators were drafting those guidelines, a new trend emerged. Thousands of pharma influencers pushing drugs online with little oversight. A new bill in Congress would compel the FDA to more aggressively police such promotions on social media platforms as well. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Two of the three striking Massachusetts teacher unions face fines for refusing to return to the classroom. Judges have imposed fines of $50,000 a day for the unions in Beverly and Gloucester. More details, SRNNews.com.